Okay, appreciate it, David. As David said, my name is Scott Aiken. I'm the new extension entomologist located at Monticello, Arkansas, which is in southeastern Arkansas. Started right out a year ago, and it was a real interesting year to be my first year because we had unbelievable plant bug populations. You know, down there in my neck of the woods and up in Gus's and Glenn's as well, Gus Lorenz and Glenn Studebaker, we had a lot of fields that required a great number of insecticide applications. Today I'm going to talk to you about just some efficacy data, and Ralph Bagwell a couple of talks ago covered a lot of the points that I would was going to cover. I'll try to kind of skip over some of those and talk a little bit more about the insecticides themselves. But again, it was an unbelievable year that we had in plant bug pressure. I'm not going to really go over in great detail why this is. It's probably, you know, as it's been hypothesized, it's probably a lot to do with the boll weevil eradication program, of course, doing a good job on the boll weevils, but because of the reduced number of sprays, and also the same with boll guard cotton, also causing a reduced number of sprays as well. And we believe this pest has adapted and has become the new major pest, the new player in our part of the country. This is a slide of some data from Mike Williams' data he puts together every year. This is a number of plant bug sprays, sprays dedicated only for plant bugs in southeastern Arkansas for the last couple of decades here. And as you can see, there is a trend line here up to, 06. And from 2004 to 2006, in southeast Arkansas, we averaged 3.5 sprays dedicated just for plant bugs. As far as 2007, well, my counterpart Gus Lorenz, he did a survey down in southeastern Arkansas and found that that this year there were an average of five sprays dedicated just for plant bugs. So it definitely is on the rise. And as far as myself firsthand, I know that there were some growers, and Gus did too, that actually had double-digit sprays in their fields for plant bugs. And one thing that Angus mentioned in his newsletter this year that I saw the same down in my neck of the woods was the fact that a lot of times when you think double-digit sprays, a lot of times you think, well, a lot of them are just on kind of that threshold where you see a plant bug, well, let's just spray it and count that as a spray. Well, a lot of these sprays we had were well justified. You know, basically, they did, in fact, break threshold. A lot of it was bordering corn, but also a lot of it wasn't, and I'll talk a little bit about that as well. So all I'm going to do today is just kind of discuss just a little bit of the efficacy data that we did in my first year on the job in southeast Arkansas. I'm going to look at some of the single chemistries, also some of the tank mix options as well, also some of the newer chemistries that are coming to the forefront here, and put them up against our current standards like Orthene and Bidron and so forth. Normally I wouldn't go over materials and methods slide like this in great detail, but just kind of want to talk about how we did our trials. Our plots were 8 rows by 40 feet, kind of like them fairly large, so we can, due to the mobility of this insect pest, 4 reps in an RCB design, used Bolgar 2 cotton. We did these trials at the Roar Experiment Station. That's over in the Delta, about an hour from where we are at Monticello. The insecticide applications were done with a Mudmaster sprayer. This is kind of our new toy that we got this year that I really got to thank Gus for helping for talking me into going in on them with this thing. This is basically a rice levee sprayer that we had equipped with a R&D boom there that you can see on the back. It has multiple test booms. And the great thing about these sprayers is that you can hook up and roll. There's not a lot of where you have to tow a high boy 30 miles an hour, or you don't have to mess with a trailer or chains or anything like that. So the great thing about that is it really enhances our range in terms of where we can go where the bugs are, which we plan on doing a lot more next year. So. Anyway, we apply the treatments at 8 GPA at 30 PSI, and we initiated the studies at first bloom. All right, so I have two trials here today I'm going to talk about. Just kind of chose a couple of our plant bug trials from this year. From trial one, we got Trimax Pro, which is 1.8 fluid ounces per acre by itself, and that's the top end recommended rate, also what we recommend in our MP144 University of Arkansas. Also, we tank mix Trimax Pro with Diamond at 8 fluid ounces an acre, Bathroid 2 ounces, Bidron at 6 fluid ounces, some of the tank mix partners there we wanted to look at with this product. Also, Indigo, this is a new product from Syngenta. Ralph touched on this, and I'm sure it's been talked about quite a bit. I'm also pretty excited about this product on stink bugs. It did well with plant bugs, as you'll see, but we have stink bugs and soybeans real bad in our area down there, too, and it did really well in a lot of the stink bug species down there. But we looked at that, like Ralph did, also at 4 and 5 ounces an acre. Karate Z, we looked at that 1.8 ounces tank mix with acephate. That's, you know, pyrethroid and acephate is kind of a popular tank mix down in our area when you have a starting to get in that, you know, that July time frame where you have the mixture of bollworms and plant bugs in the field, which is a lot of areas down on the bayou down there. And also looked at what I consider a couple of our standards, Biodrin at 6 ounces and acephate at 0.4 pounds. Trial two, we looked at carbene. Of course, Rusty just talked about carbene. I'm sure there's been some other data. I saw Roger had it on his 2.3 ounces an acre. This is a product that's relatively new compared to some of the other standard chemistries that we had. One of the good things is it's they consider it a different mechanism of action, which is what we need, frankly, with tarnished plant bug, with all the sprays that are going out every year. One of the weaknesses, so to speak, that it may have is the fact that it takes some time to kill, has been covered in a previous talk today also. So, of course, it gets, scouts are fairly uneasy when they spray, and then they'll go out 3 days later, and they're still out there. So, of course, I got that in some of my data here that you'll see. Actually, it's the opposite of what we saw, and I'll discuss that in a second. Cobalt is a new product from Dow. It's also a premix similar to indigo, except it's only labeled to for suppression of plant bugs, but I still wanted to look at it. 19 and 29 fluid ounces per acre. This is a premix of Prolex and Lorsban. Also looked at Prolex by itself, 1.5 fluid ounces an acre, high rate. You looked at Vidate, higher rate than normal for plant bugs, but basically wanted to look at the nematode suppression rate. Looked at Centric at 1.5 and 2 ounces. 2 ounces basically is the labeled rate, and it's also the recommended rate for the University of Arkansas. It doesn't really have a range either on the label or our recommendations. We just flat recommend 2 ounces, and as it says on the label. But I had 1.5 ounces in there because due to cost, a lot of the consultants may try to cut the rate back a little bit, and I just wanted to see what it would do in this trial. This time we looked at Orthene at 0.5 pounds. Per acre in this particular trial. Again, we have Biodrin at 8 ounces there, a little bit higher than the last trial. Trimax Pro, again, just to see what it would do. Of course, the Neonic and one of the older chemistries, dimethylate at the high rate. Some people might ask, well, why do you have dimethylate in there, especially by itself? Well, we kind of like to still look at it since we like to see what we have in terms of kind of like to keep our options open for modes of action or as far as classes of chemistry and such. Basically did just standard run-of-the-mill drop cloths, two per plot, resulting in 10 row feet, 25 sweeps per plot also. Sampled at 4, 7, 11 days after treatment and took yield. But today, in the interest of time, we didn't have a lot of significant differences in yield. 11 days after treatment, a lot of the differences fell apart there, so I'll only be showing 4 and 7 days after. And as far as the sweep net, it's easier to catch adults with this, harder to catch nymphs with a sweep net. But the nymphs is the better data typically in there because of the mobility of the adults. So I'll just be showing nymph data on drop cloths today. All right, this is the first data slide. This is from trial one. The first thing that jumped out at me is the numbers aren't really very high for what we like for testing, but we did still get some differences on the x-axis there. You got nymphs per 10 row feet. That's how many we had as far as for sampling the plot. This is 4 days after treatment. Again, I'll be talking about 4 and 7 days after. Of course, the check, there's only 8 per 10 row feet. Again, that's fairly low. We got a lot more in the next trial, which you'll see. Really, not a lot of exciting data here, except just noticing that Trimax Pro by itself in this trial, and then, of course, mixed with the pyrethroid also, they weren't significantly different from the check. But when you had Trimax Pro mixed with Diamond, which, again, is only effective against nymphs, but then, of course, that's what these data are. It did a pretty good job, really comparable with a lot of the other treatments here in the trial. Acephate and Biodrin, again, which are our standards, and then indigo at 4 and 5 ounces. Note that the lower rate of indigo did just as good statistically as the higher rate that we used. And then, of course, that tank mixture that's pyrethroid and acephate that's popular for the plant bug bollworm mix mixture also did good as well. Go to 7 days, which is more interesting data to me, to try to see how you know, just a few days later to see how they break apart. pretty much the same trends here in this data set here. Trimax Pro and then by itself and then mixed with Bathroid, not significantly different from the check. But then the Trimax Pro plus Diamond, arguably the best treatment in the study. It looked really good for us. Again, Diamond only effective against nymphs. Acephate and Bidrin, the two standards, still looking pretty good, below threshold. Indigo, the low rate, high rate, and again, Karate and Acephate. This is the more, I guess it's, I don't know how exciting it is, but it's more exciting than the last data set, not just, to me, not just because the fact that we have higher numbers. Note that there's almost 40 nymphs per 10 row feet in the check, but also we had some more chemistries in here in this particular trial. If you note carbene, now this trial, this product has been noted to take longer for plant bugs. They say it's typically, you know, 3 or 4 days they'll still be out there. You'll find them, but in the field, they'll stop feeding essentially. So it's doing its job, but it takes more than 3 or 4 days to kill. Well, in our trial, we actually found that the numbers actually were significantly reduced at just 4 days. I'm not sure what caused this or how repeatable this is, but that 2.3 fluid ounce or ounce rate actually did look pretty good at 4 days. Now, looking at centric, 1.5 versus 2 ounces there, actually statistically, 1.5 is the same as 2. Again, I'm not sure how repeatable that is. I'm still not sure if I would recommend 1.5 ounces. We'll take a look at 7 days here in a little bit. And also cobalt, of course, it's labeled just for suppression. You know, there in terms of that product, 19 of 29 fluid ounces per acre. Notice that not significantly different from each other. Well, they'll break apart here at 7 days. Prolex, of course, again, you know, just the pyrethroid by itself, as expected, you get just moderate suppression out of that at best. Vidate, of course, that high rate, that's the nematode suppression rate, it did pretty good, as well as acephate at 0.5 pound. Or, you know, acephate and Bidrin, our two standards, they did pretty well. Trimax Pro in this trial actually did pretty good. And from what I hear about the product, you know, being new on the job, I go more on what I hear from a lot of my colleagues than I do on experience. But Trimax Pro sometimes can do good, sometimes not quite so good. But it actually did fairly well in this particular trial. And then that high-rated dimethylate also did a pretty good job. Here's the 7 day after treatment. The untreated check, still high numbers of plant bugs. Notice the cobalt broke out, 19 and 29. The 19 almost slipped to where almost no control, and then the higher rate suppression at best. Again, the pyrethroid Prolex, it seemed to, of course, is at suppression at 7 days. Again, our standards are doing fairly well. Now, they're over the threshold. I get a lot of questions about this. Well, if they're over the threshold, how good is this, you know, really doing? Well, this was very indicative of what consultants saw in our area down there. There were the weekly sprays didn't quite do it. A lot of times you'd go in and spray, and then you'd knock them back some, maybe below threshold, maybe not. Sometimes the numbers are so high, whether they're in the field or whether they reinfest the field, just weekly sprays wasn't quite enough. So, again, in this case, the low and high rate of centric, they also didn't break apart statistically, but I'll be discussing that in a little bit. So. To summarize here real quick, our standards, acephate and Bidrin, did provide sufficient control of plant bugs. Some of the newer chemistries, which we like to see in different modes of action, Diamond and Carbene actually did pretty well at 7 days after treatment. Indigo, the low rate was just as good as the high rate. This is, again, one of the newer premixes on the market, as did Cobalt, on the other hand, the higher rate was better, but it was just suppression. Now, on the other hand, keep in mind that Cobalt is just labeled for suppression of plant bug. I just wanted to put it in the trial to try it out to see how it did. So, imidacloprid, Trimax Pro, it had inconsistent control. It did well in one trial and not so good in the other. Centric, the low rate was just as good as the high rate, but I wouldn't recommend that, I don't think, on a regular basis because of the residual and the lack of control as far as that you might get at certain times. Carbene in this trial, again, had rapid control at 4 days after treatment. I'm not sure how repeatable that would be. I intend to look at it a lot harder next year. And dimethylate performed as good as any treatment for plant bug control on that second trial. So we have a lot of options for, not enough, but we have a number of options for plant bug control. I'm not sure how long it's going to last with a number of sprays, particularly with acephate. That seems to be the most popular product with how cost-effective it is. Of course, we always have to say, apply at the recommended rates to provide adequate control and also make sure that you go off of your university recommendations and as far as threshold. But I'd like to see, you know, if a company, we had a bug forum a couple of, you know, days ago, and Roger Leonard brought up that, you know what, If a company can just come out with a new novel mode of action that has quick knockdown for ease of scouting and long-lasting residual activity, that can really do us a lot of good. I think that would be a good job. So I think I'm out of time here. I'm just going to touch real quick on what we're doing. You know, the regional projects, we're doing some work on plant bug thresholds. We're going to do some stress mitigation with maybe some border treatments with Timex side dressing, and also maybe looking at some of the effects of corn that's next to cotton and what that's been doing. So we've seen a lot of that. I want to thank the student workers that's helped with getting this data, and also the companies that helped support my program this our entomology program this season. So I'm not sure if I have any time.
Any questions?
Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks.